A huge win. That's what Governor Charlie Baker is calling General Electric's decision to move its world headquarters to Boston. GE is already shopping for real estate in the Seaport District in Boston and plans to start moving some of its 800 workers to Boston from Fairfield, Connecticut by this summer into temporary space here. Joining us on the line this morning to talk about GE coming here is Governor Baker. Good morning, Governor, and thanks for speaking to Morning Edition.
Morning, Bob. How are you?
Good, thanks. I'm wondering what you think the move means concretely for the city of Boston and what it means symbolically for the city and the state.
Whenever you have a company like GE, which is the eighth largest corporation in America, that goes through a fairly long and thoughtful process to make a decision about where they want to be for the next generation, when at the end of that process they choose Boston and Massachusetts, the message that sends to anybody who's in any of the verticals that GE is in, and they are in many, the message is that Boston and Massachusetts is a very good place to be, a great place to be for the next generation. And I would expect a lot of folks will take a look at us who might not have looked before because of this.
I'm thinking that GE instantly becomes an anchor, a new anchor in the Seaport Innovation District, but even though it's a company more than a century old, what's it mean for the fledgling startup community already thriving in that neighborhood? Might those companies, do you think, be wary of working next door to a major legacy company?
Based on everything that I know about how the innovation district and the companies that are there and the people who are there and the researchers and the innovators and the entrepreneurs who are there think, they're always looking for more knowledge and access to intellectual and real capital. And in the case of GE, you're going to have a company that brings just a ton of both. And I think that's a big part of why they decided to come. They look at what we have in sort of greater Boston and eastern Massachusetts in terms of the number of verticals that they care about that are represented here, medical technology, biotechnology, and pharma, and health information, and digital health, and robotics. And they just said, hey, you know, this is an ecosystem, a collection of really smart, technology-centric and fluent people who are going to be thinking about and worrying about solving the same problems we want to think about.
GE, inside GE, has been trying to remake itself for quite a long time now, shake its identity as a heritage brand, be considered a top high-tech and software company. How does this move help GE with that goal?
Well, I think it helps GE tremendously because, for all intents and purposes, the message they're sending is we want to be part of an ecosystem that's all about the future. And that future is going to be about smart machines, smart devices, whether you're talking about healthcare or you're talking about farming or manufacturing or whatever it happens to be. And we are, for all intents and purposes, one of those places where a lot of the tools of tomorrow are being developed.
What's it mean for the local and state economy?
Well, I certainly think the presence of a company like GE here will have tremendous ripple effect. In addition to the fact that we'll have 600 really talented engineers thinking really big thoughts, we'll have their senior management team and all of the customers that will be coming in and out, the vendors and suppliers that GE works with. And I think we'll see companies that do business with GE in different places who will decide they want to be closer to them, who will choose to come here. But I also think the other thing that will happen is you know, the Harvards, Northeasterns, MITs, Boston Colleges, WPIs, UMass Lowells, a lot of the folks that play in the tech space are going to find a partner who's going to be interested in investing in them and in what they're up to, and that's going to be good for us too.
Can I ask about taxes? To help GE make its decision about moving the headquarters to Boston, the state bartered $120 million in grants and other program incentives, and the city of Boston is offering up $25 million in property tax relief. Will the state and the city still make money out of this in terms of new taxes?
The payroll associated with this is somewhere between $100 and $200 million, and there's income tax revenue associated with that, but the big opportunity here in both the short and medium and long term is going to be the spillover that comes with having them here. So, yes, I think this is a good investment for us and a good investment for the Commonwealth.
So are we on the hunt for other companies? Can you tell us?
Many companies that operate and and work in the same spaces that GE is in. We'll start to take a look in Boston if they haven't been. You know, I mean, we're talking to people all the time, and this will certainly become one of the mainstays of our pitch.
You think this means that Massachusetts finally sheds forever the Taxachusetts label?
I certainly think it means that for the time being, I think people are going to think about Massachusetts as a global player in a wide variety of really important industries, research spaces, and innovative and entrepreneurial spaces for the foreseeable future. And I think that's a really good thing. But I think for all intents and purposes, if we do what we need to do and we're aggressive about the way we manage our fiscal house, I don't think we should worry too much about being an outlier or being called sort of a non-competitive and uninteresting place to do business or grow a business, especially in these knowledge-based economies.
Governor Charlie Baker, thanks a lot for speaking to Morning Edition, and good luck.
Thank you, Bob. Take care.